Good day. Thank you for watching Awareness TV International. Today I would like to introduce my special guest. He is the inventor of the Cosmic Tower and his name is Harald Tiers. Hello Harald, how are you?
Hello Patricia, nice to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah.
You're in Holland right now.
Yes.
But as we know, you travel all over the world, but we'll talk about that maybe a little bit later.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I'm introducing you as the inventor of the Cosmic Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an inventor?
I'm actually an engineer with a very logical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And due to my health problems many, many years ago, I went deeper and deeper into alternative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I always asked myself the most fundamental questions. Why are we dying? What is the difference 1 second before death, 1 second afterwards? And where do we get the electricity from? Because mm-hmm. only the electricity is gone. Where do we get it from? Why does it go down? Why we die? And how can we bring it up? And I found all the answers to these three questions. And then you have all the time electricity. How long can you live? Forever.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Wow. Well, hopefully we have some time to talk about
okay.
that. For the people who are watching, I have two cosmic towers next to me. We're really going to explain everything about it. But today, Harald, I would like you to share with us maybe the higher goal of what's really going on right now in the world. And why did you invent this this tower, this special?
Yeah, actually it is a spiritual task from the higher dimension, like the task of your life. And actually it's my task since more than 1,000 years to build something like this. And the bigger picture is actually not only to help people getting more healthy or getting more protection or mm-hmm. whatever, but more to help people to become more conscious, higher consciousness, higher vibration, to have a stronger inner feeling, what is the right decision, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. We are so much manipulated due to the mass media, television, radio, everything, film industry, whatever. We are always distracted from the real reality. We are living in a third dimension. And when you are looking a little bit deeper to really great scientists in the past, they explain us the third dimension is actually a matrix created by a huge artificial intelligence.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's a huge computer system. That means all what we see around us, it's artificially created.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So, and how do we get rid of this artificial manipulation of mankind? Now we are in a reincarnation circle, actually caught since many 1,000 years. And when we like to become free, we have to go out of this energetic prison. Yeah, and how can you achieve it? Only with higher vibration. Yeah, and when we are bombarded with whatever harmful energies, wherever, from radioactivity, from poison, from chemtrails, from agriculture with herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and all these kind of things, or poison in water, like chlorine, it's a poison opposite, like oxygen,
mm-hmm.
and so on. So it means you have a low vibration, and we can't see through the curtain. We are looking through a milky glass and don't see the reality.
Yeah, and that is really difficult, especially the last few years.
Before
there were a lot of wars going on and everybody was trying to survive.
Yes.
And then Corona came. We were all forced to sit inside, TV on.
Yeah.
And there was nothing else. So
yes.
It's been a challenging time for many, many people all around the world.
Yes. And also many, many people see that the things that are going on in the world are not so helpful for them. Last information in Germany was a few months ago, we had more than 10% inflation rates.
Yeah,
the European Community said, okay, we keep it always close to 2%. So and suddenly 10%, yeah, they're printing money, whatever, on our costs, and we are losing our values due to this. Yeah, and there are other things going on with our health deteriorating, with attempts to guide mankind into a way of transhumanism. That mankind becomes more robot beings.
Yeah, for the people that don't know what it means, it's transhumanism is, for example, that you can be connected to the phone. Most people are already, you know, they live with the phone, but yes. It goes a few steps more.
And it actually goes deeper. They can connect your brain with a computer. They can read all your minds, all your ideas, what you like to do, what you don't like to do. Do you like the government? Do you don't like the government? Are you a potential threat to someone? And so on. And they have even, with the access to your brain, they have even the possibility to stop you, to hinder you, to make you dizzy or ill or maybe even kill you. Yeah, and that is a very special situation for mankind, because it's dangerous for mankind.
Yeah, so really disconnect from the spirit and connect to IA? Is that correct?
Yes, actually taking over the human body, that you are not realizing who you are yourself.
You really say taken over, that's another step.
Yeah, Harald. Of course. Yeah. And most people have no idea how far is science nowadays. That means they can create clones. With rapid cycle cloning, they can produce a next Patricia in a few months. Yeah, and then you are not following certain guidelines. They take the real Patricia Abbey, and they replace it with a clone. And that is computer controlled and will do what someone else wants. Yeah, that is a huge danger. Yeah, many politicians have clones and so on. Yeah, and we see many, many things in the television, and many things can be manipulated. Yeah, you can have a news reporter, you see him in the television, but there's someone else sitting, and artificially they put a different face on the picture, and you can't see the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, especially with the cloning, because if you talk to the scientists, they have different levels of talking about it. A few years ago, I've been interviewing some professors, but I think especially what you just said, you can also, the cloning, so somebody else is sitting there. Yeah. I know maybe a lot of people have been scammed. You hear stories of women that think, oh, this is this amazing man or whatever. Mm. And maybe we can put it in that context. So, for example, there's a newsreader, you see a face, but actually it could be anybody.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because with the techniques, they can do a lot of things instead of the actual cloning, because that has the professors, they have certain ways of that.
So that means you can make a film with someone who is already dead.
Yeah.
You take a different actor, you put his face into the actor's body, and then everything is fine.
That's what's happening right now a lot. Sure. Also with musicians that are dead, and then like in a hologram, they come in a concert. Yeah. Is that what you mean?
It's the technique is amazing nowadays.
Yeah.
And that means we are so much, there are so many possibilities to manipulate mankind, and that most people are not anymore themselves, and they don't know what path to go and how to survive actually in this world, to stay independent.
But it's very difficult, Harald, because maybe our grandfathers and grandmothers, a lot of them, they had maybe a little farm, or they can grow some vegetables, had some water. Now it's almost illegal. So it's becoming more and more. I don't know how it is in Germany, but for example, in Holland, they are really also trying to get rid of the farmers and no farmers, no food. So how are you going to provide food?
Yeah, when you follow the agenda of the World Economic Forum, you will hear their plan is actually by 2030 that nobody will possess anything and be happy.
Yeah.
So it means taking away everything, your car, your house, whatever. Yeah. So, and of course, people don't like it so much. Therefore, we have huge protests in many, many countries at the moment against whatever agenda. And therefore, we need actually for this difficult times guidance, inner quietness, and protection from all external influences, especially that they can send you signals in your head. For instance, yeah, they work with blue beam, that you have artificial beings at the sky. You see a UFO, but in reality, it's just a holographic picture. Yeah, the technique is so far ahead now that they can manipulate all what you see, what you hear, and whatever.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
They can send you voices into your head, creating the impression God is speaking to you, and God is telling you you should go there and kill this and that person. Now they have all techniques available.
Yeah, and I think for the people who are listening or watching this right now, the most easiest way to see this, for example, we are together standing in the elevator and we're talking about cat food. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you get ads from cat foods. If you have a phone with internet, you get that on your phone and you're like, huh? Is somebody listening? Yeah. And I'm sure that a lot of you experienced this before. Yeah. So it's very easy. And it is interesting that you say that, Harald, that science probably is much, much further and AI than we think.
Yeah.
Because
no idea
we don't know. Most people, and I think maybe like really 80% of all people, they watch the news, they watch the nice TV shows, and they listen and they do what's been told.
Of course.
They don't know anything else. So it's not because they're so good people.
Yeah, you see, the third dimension is so real for everybody.
Yeah.
So real. You couldn't believe that this is fake. Yeah. It's so perfect. And it was created thousands of years ago. Could you imagine what kind of technique is behind there? And what are we officially told at the universities that is far away from the real reality?
Yeah. So this is all going on. And I think everybody knows. Healthcare, inflation, many, many problems. We've seen it in the corona time. You're an engineer. Then at a certain point, did you had an insight of making this? What happened? Tell us. Because how come that happened?
Okay.
Please, take us with you on your journey.
Yeah. No, actually, everything started 17 years ago when my health was totally down. My immune system was at 15%. I had a burnout. I had 112 blockages. I had chaotic regulation, no energy flow in the body. All my energy was gone. I was really down. And therefore, I was looking for an option for alternative medicine, studying deeper and deeper and deeper. Of course, I came in contact with the topic water. Then I bought water devices. Then I got the hint by my son, it's not good enough. I asked it, can we improve it? He said, no, wrong concept. We have to make a different concept. Okay, and this way we started. Now, my son had a good connection to the higher dimension, and I had all the technical knowledge and the background information, what is important, frequencies of light, the harmony of seven rainbow colors, a toroidal field, scalar waves, and this kind of thing. That is the strongest kind of energy. This is a basic, actually, for all existence, like a galaxy is a toroidal field, solar system is a smaller toroidal field, our Earth has a toroidal field, and we have chakras in our body, also toroidal fields, and they are all interconnected, and through this way we get our life energy. So, and when I understood this, we built our first devices in 2006, and step by step by step, and nowadays, that's the cosmic tower.
You make it sound so easy. Okay, wait a minute. I need to go back. So you said something about water.
Yes.
And then you said something else, the Scalar Waves?
Yes.
And there was a third one.
Yeah, toroidal fields.
Toroidal fields. Yes. Okay, what are toroidal fields?
A toroidal field is actually an energy field. When you look through a telescope, you see the galaxy. And what do you see? You see always a flat disk. All the galaxies are a flat disk. Mm-hmm. Why is a flat disk? What is the reason? Because from the middle point, there starts an energetic spiral going mm-hmm. up, opening, covering the whole galaxy disk, going down and turning counterclockwise back.
Okay.
That means a toroidal field is an energy field, like an energy ball, consisting of two separate, opposite rotating energetic spirals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and due to this energy field, our galaxy is moving.
Mm-hmm.
And this huge motor galaxy drives everything that's existing in this galaxy. The solar system gets its power from the bigger toroidal field. Our Earth can rotate the moon without a rocket engine due to this toroidal field. Yeah, therefore, we have a north and a south pole. Otherwise, it would be like a ball without a mm-hmm. pole.
Yeah,
you have two poles. Yeah, and the water spins on the northern hemisphere clockwise, and on the southern hemisphere, opposite.
Okay.
Yeah? So that means there is a huge energy field, and everything is energy, even physical matter, and also an electron is just a small toroidal field. And all is interconnected. Yeah. And this one makes a difference for us, what is healthy or unhealthy. And when we are living in a toroidal field with a clockwise rotation, mm-hmm. like our galaxy, mm-hmm. and when we get a lot of counterclockwise energies mm-hmm. from electrons like radioactivity, then we get ill, taking away our energy. And therefore, you need a positive clockwise rotating toroidal field. And with this one, you can prevent the damage to your body, to your health, from any harmful, negative, making us ill energy.
Okay. Scalar waves.
Scalar wave is actually that is being radiated, the energy, kind of energy from a toroidal field.
Okay.
Yeah. And a scalar wave is actually a wave. Normally we have a frequency, let's say so and so many nanometer,
mm-hmm.
but a scalar wave is actually a standing wave. Immediately when you create it, it is arriving at the end of the galaxy. That means much faster than light. But so official physics are telling us the speed of light is the maximum speed. That's mm-hmm. a lie. Because they ignore toroidal fields, scalar waves, levitation, free energy. It's all ignored.
Yeah.
Why? To hide it, to do behind scenes something else and keep mankind not knowing everything.
Yeah, and of course,
yes.
With free energy, the famous Nikola Tesla, mm-hmm. Who had over 700 patents. Also on free energy, and Wilhelm Reich.
Yes, exactly. No?
The same for
yeah.
the people who don't know who it is, find it out. He was developing for the organite, so that again, free energy. He died in prison, and most of them, they die in prison or they don't get off really good. So tell us about the water. We just go by step by step.
Yeah, water is a good topic. All living beings consist of water.
Mm, yeah.
Plants, animals, human beings. I'm a mechanical engineer. I would have constructed the human body out of stainless steel, solid, wouldn't rust, wouldn't get rusty. When it falls down, it doesn't break. Our creator made it out of water. Why? What is the meaning of water? Why do we find life only on planets when there is water?
Mm-hmm.
Water is the key for life. Why? What is the connection? And all living beings have an aura. You can measure it with a biophoton camera.
Also plants.
You can see it, plants, whatever. Yeah, they have a radiation of biophotons, light, electrons mm-hmm. are mm-hmm. being radiated. So that means we consist of water and we radiate electricity. But where does the electricity come from? Nobody is telling us. No doctor is telling us. No doctor is telling you why it's going down, how you bring it up. We get our electricity from water. Normally, water and electricity doesn't fit so much together. Mm. Yeah, when you have sitting in the bath and in the water and you get the hairdresser, the running one, you can be killed. However, when you have a structured water,
mm-hmm.
yeah, then you have a different situation, because normally we know from water three phases, mm-hmm. solid water, like ice,
mm-hmm.
liquid water, normal, gaseous, humidity in the air. So, but there is a fourth phase of water. And this is being described by Professor Gerald Pollack in his book, The Fourth Phase of Water. Yeah, and you see there, when you have a hexagonal structure,
mm-hmm.
this nice picture, remember, Masaru Emoto, hexagonal structured water is healthy, has a good impact on
yeah.
our health. It's called healing well
yeah,
water.
Emoto, for the people that don't yes. know him, is really interesting to look at all the crystals. Just check that out. It's yeah. amazing to see what water does. And it's nice to do a little experiments.
Masaru Emoto, yeah.
yeah.
So, and there is always behind the hexagonal structure, when there is a snow coming from the sky, you have always the snow flakes. This is always hexagonal structured.
Yeah.
Why? Not by coincidence.
Why?
When in winter the ice crystals are freezing at your window, you never see triangular structures. Always
no,
hexagonal.
No, we don't. That's
Why?
True. I never
yeah?
thought about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, always. So, because our Earth has a hexagonal, has an energy field with the Schumann resonance frequency,
yeah.
creating hexagonal structured water structures.
Ah.
Yeah, but why is it important? And we see this from Professor Gerald Pollack's book.
Mm-hmm.
Normally a water molecule is electrically neutral,
mm-hmm.
two positive, two negative charges. But when you put it in a carpet consisting out of hexagons, you get from each hexagon one free electron. And from there we get our life energy, electrons.
That's it. Electrons, and that is also, is that, could you combine that with free energy, or is that just the life energy?
Free energy is just that you can get out of the universe, of this endless energy field, energy that you can use for your life, for a motor, for your car, and this kind of things. Yeah, you mm. can get energy in different forms, as heat, as electricity, as whatever, yeah, mm. different things as, yeah.
Okay,
no.
So you figured out all these things, and
yeah.
then...
I found the right books, the right authors, and I put the puzzle pieces together
yeah.
in a perfect way. And in the end, I understood it's very simple. Yeah, and we are producing water even in our body. Yeah, we produce hexagonal structures, and we produce our own electricity. But why is it going down? Because we need our chakras working. Yeah, only with the chakras we get in resonance to the energy field mm-hmm. of the earth. When it's 100% resonance, we can live from light, not eating and drinking anymore. Yeah, it's a good possibility for mm-hmm. crisis situations, yeah, that you are not hungry. So, and our chakras are main important, but you need, the chakras are toroidal field, and you need the levitation power. Yeah, as this is being created by the harmony of seven rainbow colors,
mm-hmm.
and in our body we get it from the minerals.
Yeah.
So, and when we have all minerals, a complete set, and not only natrium chloride, without any other minerals, we need all minerals, yeah, from salt, from sugar, from wherever, from agricultural food and so on, yeah, not the depleted food that we have nowadays. And due to the diminishing of minerals, is a lack of minerals in our body, then our blood system doesn't get levitation power and our chakras work less. When we have less chakra power,
mm-hmm.
we produce less water, we are getting dehydrated, yeah, we are getting wrinkles due to lack of own water production.
Mm-hmm.
And when we produce less water, we get less hexagonal structured water, less electrons, less life energy. And this way we are aging, aging, aging. Our life energy goes down, 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 and when there is a certain limit, we are dead.
Yeah, I heard before that when a baby is born, the water in the body is over 80, and just before somebody dies, it could be lower than 50. So
yeah.
at a certain
yeah.
point, it's just
yeah. and also the good, we discuss the good quality water you have in the body, still water, but badly structured water that doesn't produce life energy.
No.
Yeah, the good water gets more and more, less, 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 and then we are dead.
Okay, so you researched everything.
Yeah, but with water, let's add one hint more.
Okay.
Many people are looking now just for hexagonal structured water.
Yeah. Why?
Because it delivers electrons. It delivers life energy. Correct. Yeah, but on the other hand, our body consists of frequencies. Yeah, everything.
Of course.
Everything. Yeah. Any organ in our body has a different frequency, and each frequency with physical matter is only built up due to a scalar wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that means you need actually all these frequencies from scalar wave to stay healthy. Yeah, so that means we need frequencies of light, but the frequencies of light, including the overtones to those frequencies.
Yeah.
We need for each of our organs the overtone octave for all frequencies. That means healing well water has not only hexagonal structures, it has always seven rainbow colors in its cluster structure. You see, and when you would have a water with 100% hexagonal structure, then the pH value would be 14.
Isn't that too high?
Of course, because our blood system like to have a pH 7.38.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, of course, it's good to have a lot of electrons to neutralize free radicals, to keep the cell membrane voltage high, to produce life energy, ATP, inside the cell, to let our nerve system working for all biochemical processes we need it for protecting the hemoglobin, for transporting the oxygen, that the oxygen is not anymore a free radical, and so on. We need many, many electrons. Yeah, but the pH value of 14 is really too high on a permanent basis. That means any healing well water on Earth, you have hundreds of healing wells, they have always a pH slightly higher than 7. Never 8 or 9 or 10 or 12 or 14.
Yeah.
That means the water in nature is kept very perfect to the ideal parameters. And the seven rainbow colors, the harmony of those enables the overtone octaves. And therefore, when you drink such water, each water, there are different situation of minerals in the grounds. It means each water has a different overtone octave of seven rainbow colors, because each rainbow color can be split down in 100 smaller intermediate colors in one color. Yeah, that means you can create many different overtone octaves. Depending on the minerals in the ground, and then you get one water, you drink a water, and this water has one overtone octave, maybe. So, and when you have a health problem and your body is not in a good regulation cycle, you need to have a remedy for the strongest blockage in your body.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, therefore you go to a homeopathic expert or to a guy with Chinese medicine or acupuncture and so on to get rid of this most important blockage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and many people go to healing wells on the earth, drinking their water and expecting that all their problems or the main problem is gone.
Mm.
Yeah, and sometimes there happen coincidences, wonder healings. Yeah, and the church is using this for their reputation, and this God played something, or the angels were involved, or whatever. Yeah, they use it for their agenda. Yeah, and they are telling that is a wonder. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's
amazing.
A miracle.
Yeah, miracle. Yeah, right.
But it's not. You're gonna explain what's really.
Yeah,
tell us.
You see, when each healing well on earth has a different overtone octave, you have to look your water on Earth, what has exactly this overtone octave, this scalar wave, for your strongest blockage. When you have the right water from the right place.
That is the one that works.
Exactly working for this blockage that is maybe hindering all your regulation because it's the strongest one. And you drink this glass of water there, removing this blockage in the physical body and with the overtone octaves in all subtle bodies, then you have immediately a huge effect, and many, many things can get restarted in the body. Yeah, and therefore, maybe someone who couldn't see for 20 years, he could see overnight just by drinking one glass of water.
But you don't know which one is the right healing well for you, because there are so many on Earth.
Yes, and also the water is characterized in three categories.
Yeah.
Yeah, electric, magnetic, and polarized water, with different energies. And these three energies belong to our organs. When a human being is produced, you have the first cell. You have inside this first cell, no arms, no organs, no nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just one cell. But out of this one cell will be built up a whole body. Where does it start inside the cell? You have there three spots, mesoderm, endoderm, ectoderm. And to these three spots belong the different three types of water, electric, magnetic, and polarized. Mm. And when you have a problem with maybe the kidney, the kidney maybe belongs to mesoderm, you look up in the bird, where have you, do you have healing water with mesoderm? You can exclude already two-thirds of the other healing wells, and maybe you travel just to the remaining 500 healing wells. That's the frequency. Try it. And then you have a good guide, or maybe you can do it with testing methods, kinesiology, or whatever. Maybe you find the perfect water. Yeah, and then when you have the perfect water, you can move ahead. You see, but the ideal water would be something where there are all frequencies of light inside, all, including all the overtone octaves. And this one we have by the cosmic tower. We are doing this.
This is
exactly. It's much more than any healing well on Earth we have implemented here, and therefore it can help. Like you take all homeopathic remedies that are available in all potencies, and all 5 minutes you take two handfuls into your body to get rid of blockages. It's the same effect you have here.
Yeah. You explained that you started in 2006 with building the first towers. Mm-hmm. What has changed during the years?
Yeah. First I started a cooperation with my son. We were working 10 years extremely successful and so on. Yeah, but then in the end it split it a little bit more. My son had his own idea and then. And also he was young actually, and he tried to be on his own, and you see, when someone gets adult and so on, there are a lot of processes involved. So I was doing my things more by myself. I was studying deeper, getting the whole picture of health in the end. I understood health is so simple. You don't have to learn any word, Latinic language. You have just to understand our human body is a production machine for water and electricity. Mm. And as long as this machine is running, operating, and producing enough energy, you can live forever and you can heal everything. Yeah, very simple. Yeah, okay, the DNA plays an influence, but even this can be repaired, DNA. Yeah, when you have, you see, there's an experiment of Sibagaihi, company Sibagaihi in Switzerland. They had fish eggs. Yeah, and they expose the fish eggs in Petrischale to high voltage. Yeah, there were several days high voltage above the fish eggs. And then afterwards they put the fish eggs again in a different water for breeding. And then there came out fishes. They didn't look like their parents. Mm. They were looking like the fishes that were created by our creator. That means you can repair damaged DNA. Using electrons, high voltage causing electrons. Yeah, this high voltage cuts down cluster structure in the humidity, enables a lot of single water molecules. The energy field of the Earth can make the single water molecules into a hexagonal structure. You get electrons and you could repair damaged DNA.
Is that also with the towers?
Yeah.
Can you repair? What happens? For example, you started to build them with your sons, then you separated, but you start building right now in a lot of countries all over the world.
Yeah, I'm working now with a different friend. Yeah, he is also extremely capable. Therefore, we are able now to build bigger devices.
Yeah, because how big is the biggest tower?
Yeah, presently we have a tower maximum size of 4 meter.
4 meter.
Four meter.
So, for example, I see a really small one here.
Yes.
What is this really small one?
That is the cosmic tower mini.
Yeah.
The smallest one. We made it very small and not so heavy, so that you can always take it with you. It's a little bit more than 200 gram. It will fit in any.
And why do you need a small one? What is it for?
The cosmic tower is working for our body like a healer. Mm-hmm. So it means removing blockages, helping us to get more electrons, to that our chakras work better. We get the frequencies of light, like from the sun, like working like a small
sun. For
sun.
Example, does it help? Because right now we're in a studio, there's Wi-Fi,
yeah.
There's a big tower, I think it's a 5G tower.
Yeah.
So does it work? But does this one then also work over here? Or how does it?
Yeah. The cosmic tower work everywhere, all the time. There is no stopping. And they produce their own energy field. And this is a toroidal field. Yeah? We produce a toroidal field. We are using water like our body. Each tower has two vessels of water inside and some other things. Yeah, but with the water, we create a toroidal field. And this toroidal field is very strong, very powerful, and therefore it can make protection. Yeah?
So, but this small one, is this just because it's handy to take, or can you just put this also next in your house? Is that good?
You can, you can put it in your house. When someone is very young, has a strong aura, a good energy field, yeah, then it's the small one is good for protecting this energy field, that it doesn't go down. But the older we are, the less is our life energy. And when we in the end have an aura maybe of 1 centimeter, we go outside 2 hours walking next to mobile phone towers in the city, maybe this aura is destroyed and you get the pain in the body. That's the difference. So, and therefore, for many, many people, it makes sense to have a bigger tower, because the bigger towers, like this one, have much, much more power than the small one. And they are much more able to raise in short time your aura layer, to make your protection around your body stronger, to close the holes in your aura. With the small one, maybe it takes 2, 3, 4 years until you have a strong layer. With this one, maybe in half year. With a bigger one, in maybe 2 months. That means the more power is there, the more speed is there to catch up with removing blockages, with detoxifying water and food, with energizing water, with more minus ions, electrons in the air. The more energy is there, the more support you get, the more you can recover from certain things, the more our body gets support for its self-healing capacity. The power delivers more life energy. When we have just a small one, it takes endless time. It can protect, but to a certain limit. When a small tower has, let's say, so much energy, and when you have 100,000 mobile phone towers around you in a big city, maybe they destroy you with 100 times more energy. You build up so much and you get so much damaged. That means you can't really move forward.
So this is, for example, the one that you have at your house?
Yes, you have such a one or a bigger one, 75. Also we have for individual support for the people. And with this way, they build up at home very quickly their energy field around the body.
Also around the house?
The house is also getting energy protection. That harmful energy can be kept away, that they don't come into the house. And also when you take in food from the garden or from the supermarket, as soon as you bring it into the house, the energy field will delete harmful information, even from physical matter, because some things are harmful due to the counterclockwise electron spin. And the toroidal field makes it clockwise. The energy goes counterclockwise, into the middle, 0 point energy field in the middle, and going clockwise out. You turn harmful energy into positive energy. And so, due to this toroidal field, we are able to delete radioactivity. With a small tower, to a certain extent, with a bigger, to a stronger extent. The bigger it is, the more successful, the more powerful, the more quickly it happens, and so on, the more support you get. And also we have very big towers, 2.2, 2.5 meter, or 4 meter even. And the big towers are there to reduce the all-over harmful radiation to a lower limit.
But is it just for your house then? For example, you live in a house in Amsterdam. You have a big tower. Is it then just to clear you in your house, or is it also
the big
for the
tower has a bigger, bigger energy field?
And how big is that energy field? Do you have any idea?
The big towers, like two 2.2 meter high. Mm-hmm. They can work in an area of 800 kilometer in diameter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
And the 2.5 meter high tower, Cosmic Tower 250, they can work in an area up to 1,000 kilometer in diameter. Yeah. So, and when you're going out and you have at home your tower outside, you're anyway all the time exposed to the microwave.
Yeah, of course.
Mobile phone towers. This would reduce your energy level from the body. Your aura would be smaller, would be cut down, yeah, until you get a damage inside, when it's gone. So, and when you take this one with you, the small one, then you can protect outside. You keep your energy that you have built up at home. When you come home again, it grows more. When you go outside, you take the small one with you, it stays there, and you can grow and grow and grow with your energy field, because we are ourselves cosmic towers, yeah, but with less energy, yeah, because we have dirty food or poisoned water,
yeah,
or all
yeah.
this. Yeah, so cosmic tower has perfect situation.
Do you need a water filter as well with this?
Water filter, normally you don't need, yeah, because physical matter is only energy. And even harmful physical matter, we can delete the harmful effect. Mm-hmm. Cosmic tower is doing this. Yeah. However, nowadays they put more and more and more ingredients into water. And that makes water more to a saturated solution.
Mm.
You see, and a saturated solution is not helpful for cleaning anything. Yeah? You cannot use your washing machine by using tea or coffee. Your clothes wouldn't get clean. Yeah, so that means you need pure water for cleaning. And the same as with your body. We need pure water. Yeah, but when they put a lot of carbonate into the water, that the water gets saturated and that there are not a lot of free water molecules left when all is bound in the structure of physical matter and water, then it's sometimes advantage to take out a lot of physical matter to have more water molecules available that can be restructured into a healthy structure with the frequencies of light plus hexagonal structures. Yeah, therefore, it makes sense. Normally, when you have a good water from nature or from a well or whatever, even when the well has no special health effects, but at least there's no pollution, no whatever.
So you don't, then you don't need to have another filter. But for example, you have like a small tower, mm-hmm. but you live in a big city, then maybe
might be helpful. Might be helpful, and you can test it always kinesiologically, yeah, because any filter has also influence on the water, because the filter takes out a lot of things, but it's collecting certain things. Therefore, you have to replace the filter after some time. When you have it used, maybe half year. In this half year, the filter collected all the things that were there during the last half year, or at least a lot of this. And when water goes through this filter, it takes the information, builds it into the structure, and you have the summary of all harmful chemicals or whatever in the structure of water. And that has the same effect in the water with the structure as if there would be the physical matter.
Yeah.
That means
it's so interesting. The towers, I know you give lectures all over. Because you can talk for hours, and in the lectures you explain much, much more.
We have a lot of videos.
I have a YouTube channel. You have a lot of videos, yeah. So you tell everything. Today, we really also wanted to give an insight on the bigger picture.
Yeah.
The bigger picture. So let me, at the end, just ask you, is there anything right now that for people who are watching or people who are listening that you're like, okay, this is, I miss this. Need to know this before you go and you go to your next lecture.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, oh, I forgot to say that. So please, Harald, let us know.
Yeah, we are actually in a real difficult time, because mankind is manipulated. They try to take away our energy, our life energy. Our life expectancy is quite short. Many people could live many hundred years even. We know from past history, societies, they could live hundreds of years. Or the so-called perfecti of the Cathars had a life expectancy of 1,700 years. Yeah, and now we live maybe 60 or 80 years. It's ridiculous, actually. Yeah, that means we have to take care of ourselves. We have to understand what's going on. And when we are exposed to so much distraction, so much fake information, when you can't get real information on physics, on money system, or governments or legal systems on Earth, when you go deeper and deeper there, you see many things are not correct. Many things are not in favor of mankind. So, and now is a very special situation in nowadays on Earth, in our solar system, or even in the galaxy, that we pass an area in our galaxy where there's a very special high energy, very positive energy. And this gives us a chance to get free from all these harmful things, from all these endless wars going on Earth and so on, and to create actually a new time, a new age of freedom, an age of light, where people can get the benefit of their work. You see, nowadays, maybe 90% or 95% of whatever is being created by mankind is taken away. We are getting poorer and poorer and more and poorer, because the knowledge on Earth is doubling all 18 months. You should keep this in mind. So when it doubles all 18 months, that means you could earn, after 18 months, actually you should earn the double of the money, or you should keep the same money, but go just half of the time to your work. Yeah, but we don't get this. Yeah? And we see we have more to struggle to survive. We have to do a second job or whatever. Everything gets more expensive and so on. Yeah, that's not a coincidence. That's a system, what we are living. And therefore, many people on Earth are unhappy with this situation and like to go out. And how to do it? Yeah, we have to get the protection from all harmful energy. Yeah, because this microwave or 5G or smart meter or whatever, radioactivity, all these things are destroying our hexagonal water structures. Yeah, due to the high vibration of water molecules, the hexagon structure gets destroyed. That kills our electrons, our life energy. We are low in our energy. We get diseases and we have a short life expectancy. Yeah, and when we are exposed to radiation and influenced, and when we are more and more computerized and made more and more with a chip into the body, yeah, then we they can control our minds, they can take over portions of our body, certain organs, they can switch off organs. When it goes to 6G, 7G and so on, they can cover more and more organs in our body. Our body works between frequencies from 40 gigahertz to 136 gigahertz. And 5G goes into this area. Normally, any microwave is already a deadly weapon. And deadly weapons work with this high frequencies. But this one, with 5G, it goes into the body's internal cell communication. But not yet reaching 136 or 133 gigahertz, but shorter. But they try to get it done with the next generations of telecommunication, with 6G, 7G, or 10G.
Now Cosmic Tower is an option for people?
Yes, Cosmic Tower is an option because it protects you from all harmful energies. Whatever is coming from 5G, from radiation, from black magic, from whatever normal electricity, like Bluetooth, WLAN, all the things, and not only protecting this energy field, but also delivering you live energy, that you get a higher vibration, that you know with your inner voice what is the right decision. You know it actually. You are getting closer in contact to the higher dimension. You can maybe see something that will happen the next day, or that what you should do or what you shouldn't do. That means you are more and more connected to your higher self. Yeah? The Cosmic Tower provides such an amazing, healthy energy field that you have a good chance to recover, that the body can do much more self-healing, yeah, and that you get a higher vibration and have a chance to get to the point of ascension, to get to a next level in our life, that we escape this endless reincarnation cycles that we have lived here on Earth for many thousand years, all of us.
Okay, well, That's a big story, Harold. Yeah.
Okay.
So what I would recommend, of course, for all the people that are watching or listening is there's many, many videos online about the Cosmic Tower and also Harold. And please just go and do your own research, find out, see if it resonates with you. And if it does, then maybe this is an option. Maybe it's not. This is just an idea of what is possible. Right, Harold?
Yes, correct.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, and thank you so much. What is going to be your next, you're in Holland now, and then where are you going from here?
Yeah, we have many presentations in Holland during the next days, and we are going to Belgium. We have their presentations in Luxembourg. I have to continue in other countries where are not yet towers. We built up Spain, we built up France, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and so on. But there are many countries, they need towers. But also we realized, especially in Holland, they switched on by the beginning of this year tremendously mobile phone energies.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's a lot of work, even in Holland,
yeah,
necessary.
That's true, but there's everywhere in the whole world.
Yeah,
so
sure. Yeah.
I think the most important thing for people is to just go and look you up. And
to wake
because you have so much information.
Yeah. People should wake up what's really going on in the world and where to get support and how to survive. Okay.
Thank you, Harald Tiers.
Many, many thanks, Patricia.
For everything.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot.
Thank you as well for listening, and hope to see you next time. I wish you a great day. Bye.